Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Sarah Freistadt is a business reporter for the Chicago Tribune. We were talking about your piece in the paper today about how Metra and the CTA are doing. I'm a CTA writer every day, and I thought your reporting was good and timely, Sarah.
Thank you.
So you rode, so then you also just took some time to, besides doing your reporting, you rode around on the L for a while as to kind of just eyeball it and see what it was like, right?
I did, yes. I rode around Monday morning during what once upon a time would have been rush hour, and also went out a few other times on some buses and Metro trains.
You know, one of the things you said in there reminded me of what my experience was pre-pandemic, and that is, I'd leave here around 5 or 5:30 and walk through masses of people, by the way, downtown to get to my red line stop. And then a lot of times I would wait two and sometimes three trains that would come before I could even squeeze onto one, right? The train would come, you couldn't get on because it was full. And then the next one comes in, you get a little closer to the front, and then maybe the third one comes, and finally you can squeeze into the train. Can you imagine that was a year ago? Isn't that crazy?
It is. It is. I was thinking about my own experiences with that as well.
And we are so far from there now. Here's my quick report. Buses are clean, on time, masked up, and doing great. The red line is still a pot-smelling haven for people that are sleeping and feels dangerous. I don't know if you agree with my anecdotal assessment, but to me that's the difference. So I take the bus now more than the red line, although a lot of my colleagues take the red line, and they're not as angry at it as I am. What's your take?
Well, that's interesting. Certainly when I was talking with riders of many lines who were kind of getting off stations downtown in the loop, many of them said that they thought the trains were much less crowded. The riders who had been riding regularly during the pandemic did say they were starting to get more crowded. And I did hear from several train riders that they were kind of surprised that the trains were much cleaner. Certainly that was a mixed, mixed impression. It depended on the rider.
Yeah.
But many did say that.
You described the mystery puddles, which seemed to be missing from the CTA, and I noticed that too. They are still missing a lot of riders and money, right? I talked to the CTA last year, and they said they were losing $1 million a day. That sounds about right still, doesn't it?
Yes, the CTA told me last week they were at about 500,000 weekday riders, which is a third of their pre-pandemic average weekday riders.
Yeah.
And that about half of their revenue, half of their operating system budget comes from fares and ads on trains and other money that comes in from the system. So certainly the drop in riders is definitely having an effect.
One last thing, and I think it was also an interesting point you brought up. When do they think they're going to get back to normal ridership and revenue? And they don't think that's going to happen this year, do they?
Well, they're certainly preparing for the possibility that it will not happen this year. That's what they told me. And that, when as riders do return, that it's going to be different than it was before, that it's not necessarily going to be, morning and evening rush hours, but there might be different patterns throughout the day.
Different patterns, meaning what, do you think?
Well, what they told me is the possibility that riders might be spaced out more throughout the day. They're heading out on the train at times other than morning and evening rush hour.
Well, I suppose then that may just be a function of the fact that there is no rush hour anymore. Folks just aren't rushing into the city to work and rush home to the suburbs. And I believe that in the next couple of years that will happen. But it was just kind of a slap in the face when you said, yeah, but it might not be until 2022 that even begins to reemerge. The reporting from Sarah in the Chicago Tribune today. Okay, Sarah. Let's visit again as you continue to follow this. I'll check in with you. I appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.